Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for April 22nd. God's strong arm. For they got not the land in possession by their own sword, neither did their own arm save them. But thy right hand and thine arm and the light of thy countenance, because thou hadst favor unto them. Psalm 44:3. Do you like to have strong friends? Strong friends can really come in handy. A strong friend can help you lift something heavy. A strong friend can hit a ball really far for your team. A strong friend can stand up for you if a bully is mean to you. In Psalm 44, the Hebrew songwriter remembers when the Lord God brought the Hebrews into the Promised Land. The songwriter says in Psalm 44:3, that the Hebrews were not able to win the battles by themselves, but God's strong right arm won the battles for them. Does God literally have an arm? Well, no, not really. We know that God is a spirit, John 4:24, and a spirit does not have arms or legs that we can actually see. The songwriter is using a word picture to say that the Lord God of Israel is very strong. Think about it. When you see someone who is very strong, what do you notice first? Their arms. Sometimes kids want to show off their muscles. Do you flex your leg to show off your muscles? No. You'd probably flex your arms to show how strong you are. When the songwriter says that God's arm saved the Hebrews, he's using a word picture to express that God was stronger than all of Israel's enemies. And God is stronger than your enemies, too. The devil is one of our enemies because he wants us to disobey God. But God is stronger than the devil. Sometimes other people want you to disobey God, and God wants to help you be strong so that you will obey him. Every person who is trusting in Jesus for salvation is sometimes still tempted to disobey God. God is stronger than any temptation a child of God might face. Just as God defeated the Hebrews' enemies a long time ago, he wants to defeat our spiritual enemies today. And he can, because God is very strong. God is stronger than anyone or anything. Have I been relying on my own strength to help me face a problem? What are some battles I'm fighting right now that I should give over to God to fight for me? How can I show others my faith that my God is stronger than anyone or anything? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for April 22nd.